The scripture lesson chosen for this morning is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. John 16, 12 to 15. Listen to the word of the Lord. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he would take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord. Happy Father's Day again. I saw a story about a family at the dinner table, and the son asked, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" The father replied, "Shh, let's not talk about such things at the dinner table, son." After dinner, the father asked, "Now, son, what did you want to ask me?" "Oh, nothing," the boy said. "There was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone." There once was a duck that wants to fly like an eagle. He tells the bull standing nearby, saying that, look at that eagle now resting at the top of that tall tree. I wish I could fly so high like that." The bull lifts his head up and looks at the eagle and says, "Well, I've heard that eating my poop can make you fly." The duck exclaims, "Really?" He decides to try, and he waited until the bull poops and swallow some of it. A few hours later, he tries to fly, and he finds himself at the lowest branch of the tree. And he says, "It works." And he feels thrilled and eats more bull poop. And the next day, he's able to fly to the middle of the tree. And he gets completely pumped up and decided to eat more. And after a few days of eating bull poop, he finally reached the top of that tall tree. He rests on top of the tree and feels extremely satisfied with his accomplishment. "Wow, this BS works." Suddenly, bang, a hunter sees a sitting duck on top of the tree, so he shoots him down. The bull looks at the dead duck and exclaims, "Well, it's true that BS will get you up there, but will not keep you up there." Our world today, it seems to be full of a lot of BS, right? And people begin to believe that in order to be successful, you have to be full of BS. The danger is, if you believe that the only way to rise up to the top is, by employing a lot of BS, you will end up doing the same, because you believe other people do that to get there. When you want to get there, you will do the same thing. The truth is, it may get you up there, but will not keep you up there. So don't let your mind be influenced by the BS or the fake news, so to speak, but look for the truth. And the question is, what is the truth? 2,000 years ago, Pontius Pilate asked Jesus face to face, "What is truth?" Because Jesus said to him, "I came into this world to testify to the truth." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And eventually, we all know that Pilate put the truth on the cross and crucified the truth. In fact, the entire passion story is full of lies. We know that the Caiaphas, the high priest, broke the law of Jewish court system to convict Jesus. First, the trial was held in secret. Jesus was arrested at night so that people wouldn't know that he was arrested. He was quickly tried by Caiaphas without public awareness. It was at night, the court procedure was. We all know that. Secondly, it involves bribery. The priest bribed Judas Iscariot to betray him. Bribery is against the Jewish law. That's another sign of corruption in that high court of the of Sanhedrin. That the corruption of the religious leaders of the time. Thirdly, Jesus had no one to represent him, to defend him. There was no defense lawyer for him. Maybe no one dared to speak up for him. Even his own disciple, Peter, the only one that was able to sneak into the court, he denied him three times. Fourth, there was no witnesses. And there was a requirement in the Jewish law that there has to be at least two or three accusers at the trial. But there were no accusers. It was sort of like guilty before proven innocent. Fifth, they used Jesus' words against himself. They asked trap questions and trick questions to get Jesus self-incriminated. Of course, nothing's new in our society today. If you follow the news, you will see that our lawmakers nowadays are trying to use these tricks and traps to incriminate those who they hate. Six, they carry out the death penalty the same day. Capital punishment requires a long period of a trial. But by next morning, the sentence was announced, and by noon, Jesus was already on the cross. So less than 24 hours after the Last Supper, Jesus was buried. It was a well-planned scheme to crucify the man who is the personification of truth, because it reveals how corrupt this world was, and maybe still is, that cannot handle the truth. Pilate stood face to face with the truth and ask, what is truth? He could not find truth because even though he knew Jesus was innocent, but he still thought Jesus was dispensable when necessary to protect his own office. So in a sense that he doesn't have that love to protect an innocent. He knew Jesus was innocent. His love is not big enough, you know, to protect Jesus. He just thought he wanted to protect his office. So he caved in. And according to some historians, Pilate ended up committing suicide. So what is truth, as he asked this question? Today we will explore this word, because it's not only that Pilate asked this question, we all ask this question. Deep inside, in this society of lies and BS, we try to find truth and live with truth. So using the word T T-R-U-T-H, truth, as the mnemonic acrostic, as usual. Let us discern the truth based on today's scripture lesson from John 16, 12 to 15, and other verses that is related to the spirit of truth. The first one, T, is for transcendental. Truth is transcendental. First, truth is transcendental. What it means is that truth transcend human nature. We cannot find truth by our own effort because we are blinded by lies. Jesus said in John 8:44, "You are from your father, the devil, and you choose to do the father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies." He's talking about the devil, of course. And he's talking to a group of Jews who refuse to believe in him. So from the moment that we have been taken in by the lies of the devil, you know, in the garden, we became blinded by lies and lost the ability to discern the truth. In order to keep us from the lies, God gave us the laws through Moses. You know, sometimes laws can keep us, you know, straight. And the more laws we have, the more cunning we become, and the more laws we learn to break. So we need more than laws. That's why God gave us grace and truth. John 1:17 says, "The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Since grace and truth came through Christ, the only way to know truth is through Christ. Jesus also said in John 14:6, he says, "I am the truth." The truth is not a thought, not a concept, not a social construct, and not a philosophy, but a person. So instead of asking, "What is truth?" we might need to ask, "Who is the truth?" Because it transcends human ability to put it into words and thoughts. And truth is revealed rather than constructed. So today, not having Jesus here physically, we have been given the spirit of truth. Jesus said, "When the spirit of the truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." And also in 1 Corinthians, the Bible says, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, that God has prepared, what God has prepared for those who love him." These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. So Spirit reveals to us all the mysteries of truth. You know, the job of the Holy Spirit is to reveal God's truth to us. Notice it also says those who love him. Now, I've talked about this last week, that one of the requirements to have the Holy Spirit indwell in us is to love Jesus Christ passionately. And we cannot treat Jesus as a genie to give us our wishes on demand. He requires us to love him passionately. God's truth is revealed to those who love him. And truth is unchangeable. The Bible says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away." And the sum of your word is truth. And every one of your every one of your righteous ordinances endures forever. It is forever. Truth is unchangeable. It's absolute. One of the problems with today's society is that we think truth is relative. My truth is true to me. Your truth is true to you. And because we think by saying that we are tolerant to different beliefs and different truths. But by trying to appear tolerant, we sacrifice truth and we become ignorant. The reason Pontius Pilate asks, what is truth, reveals a human hunger and thirst for truth. Even though we struggle in the swamp of lies, we know that there is such thing as truth deep inside. It may be from our conscience or from what John Calvin called the sense of divinity. Each of us have this sense of divinity, the seed of religion in us. No matter how messed up we are, the end of the day we ask, what is truth? Because we hunger for the absolute. Without it, our life is built on the sand. And without our life built on the... without it, our life is built on the rock. With it, our life is built on the rock. There are some absolute truths that we know. For example, murder is always wrong. No, it's murder is different from killing, right? Murder is always wrong. Truth is unchangeable, either in time or space. It's eternal. And truth is transformational. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth will set you free. We all often quote this. It's transformational. It's the fundamental human desire is freedom, not happiness. We ultimately search for happiness, but freedom comes first. That's why our founding father stated when they declared the independence. They said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Of course, life comes first. Without life, there's nothing to pursue. But as long as we have life, we want liberty. We want freedom. Once we have freedom, we will pursue happiness. But truth sets us free. Truth also transforms our health. The University of Notre Dame did a major research in recent years that shows that those people who tell the truth are healthier. Some people think telling a little bit of white lies does not harm you, but the study shows that you might improve your mental and physical health if you cut down the fibs. And it's good to know, right? Because we thought these small things might not harm us, but actually it comes back to us to harm our health. Of course, the feeling for freedom that the truth was set up free will definitely make us free from all kinds of stress and anxiety and related sicknesses. Lastly, the truth is our home. And all our lives, we want to return to the truth because it's our home, sweet home. The Bible says we belong to the truth, not just know the truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. If our hearts condemn us. We know that God is greater than our hearts, and we know, and he knows everything. So how do we know that we belong to God? Our hearts condemns us when we get diverted from the truth. There's a story that I mentioned before about a thief who became a Christian and got baptized. He felt he's now a new creation because he's in Christ now. He's no longer a thief. But a few weeks later, he came back to the pastor with sadness and asked, "Pastor, if someone is in Christ, he's a new creation, why did I steal again? Last night I stole. So why am I still a thief?" The pastor asked, "What happened when you steal before you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" He said, "I was excited. I was very proud each time I stole something, especially something big. But how do you feel now?" He says, "I feel guilty." He replied, "Now that means you are a new creation. You are not proud of your sin anymore. You are condemned by your heart, which is now sensitive to God's truth, because you belong to the truth. Now you know that truth and no sin. You want to sin no more. Since Jesus is the truth, it's reasonable to say that those who belong to him belong to the truth." So let us review briefly. Truth is transcendental, and truth is revealed. Truth is unchangeable. Truth is transformative. Truth is our home. May God bless all of you. Amen.